This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Bev's Video Kingdom is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Bev's Video Kingdom really is brought to you by...
What the fuck?
What's up, dude?
One of my renters broke the toilet again. That dude takes giant shits. Now I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Why don't you hire a property management company or something to take care of that stuff?
Because they suck, and they take 10%.
You know, our dude Hank owns and manages Heritage Realty Partners. I think he said he only charges 5%, and he visits each property at least once a month.
That's right. He's always posting beers from the road. You have his number?
Actually, I do. His personal number is 805-451-5734.
Perfect. Now he can deal with my renter's big shits.
Heritage Realty Partners.
For all your property management and investment needs.
Hey, everybody. We are back. Bev's Video Kingdom.
Has it been a week already?
It's been a week. It's still my birthday, though.
Oh, should I delete it?
Birthday weeks, man. It always lasts a week.
Birthday week, yeah.
At least a week. Or some people go a month. They get a birthday month. I think that's bullshit.
I'll give you a week. I'm like a single woman who's turning 38.
I'm still turning 38.
All her friends are taking her to the bar.
Wow.
It's my birthday month. So, welcome back. We talked about the male-directed Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, 2004 classic indie movie that we all were pretty middling on, except for a couple of us who really dug it.
I think everybody, for the most part, thought it was okay.
For this podcast, it was pretty popular.
I learned more. So. I respected it by the end more than after my watch. You guys actually got through to me a little bit.
I love that. I love that we have that sort of power over you, Scott.
Thanks, Bob.
I was also I'm easily jerking under the table, too.
What did you say?
I was giving him a little handy under the table, too, to just, you know, get him into it.
It's like Vince Vaughn at the dinner party.
It's amazing what a few rusty nails and a hand job.
I mean, that happens on movies I like. Just always happens.
Well, that's when you're hella hard. I'm just like, I got to check this out.
Hella hard.
What is happening?
If anyone was unsure if we're based in Northern California, Brad's hella hard comment about our co-host's penis.
I say hella with pride because I know it pisses off SoCal people. I'm like, fuck them.
You ever throw a hecka after the hella? Like hella hecka? You
know? I don't do it like that. Yeah. But
that's Merced, I think.
Oh, boy.
Nate's wife is from the East Coast, and she said, I think I'm almost a Californian. She's been here for years. And we said, why? And she said, well, I said hella without even thinking about it the other day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That's it.
You're being indoctrinated.
There you go.
So we are gathered here today for... For draft day? Is that what it is? Can we get a song?
We sure can.
Yeah, it is a song.
Brad was so confident the way he's looking at it.
That was a song. In the back of my mind, I was like, wait a sec, that's not the fucking right button.
But now you got to wait for the whole thing to finish. You better vamp for a second.
I do. Shit. Yeah, so I have no clue what date is. My memory's been erased.
Lots of different draft possibilities for this movie. We went with one that I'm excited about, but we should talk about the ones that hit the cutting room floor. Hit it, Brad. The fucking fader got a little weird.
Wow. He's jerking the fader.
He can't control his hands. I don't know what's going on.
The fader was hella hard.
Yeah, we threw out a few different options on the draft. And I like what we stuck with. I think we
me too.
Yeah. You know, so what are we doing?
So we ended on most memorable sci-fi invention from a movie.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. We threw out a couple of them. I think I threw out you threw out the Manny Pixie Dream Grills.
I think originally we had talked
about this. We thought we might do that at some point for this movie, but we ended up not. We can definitely throw that in a little bit later.
Yeah. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for that one for sure.
Oh yeah. And I threw out most memorable role, comedic actor in a serious role.
Yes.
Which I did. Cause this was is this pre or post Truman Show?
This is post.
This was post Truman Show.
Truman Show was late 90s.
But he still got a little silly in Truman Show. He didn't get very silly in this one at all. The other one was I wanted to do just best Jim Carrey movie role just because there's a fucking plethora. Although, now that I think about it, have we done that?
We might have already.
I think we might have already done
early
that.
Early on. Did we do Jim Carrey?
Yeah, because we had Josh from the Hoisting Heavies podcast.
That's right. We already
did the most memorable Jim Carrey roles.
No, he just talked about Jim Carrey a lot. I don't think we drafted
most memorable Jim Carrey.
Did we really?
Yeah. That night.
When you said it, I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I think we already did it, but whatever. I probably don't know, but I think we did.
It's very possible. We've been doing this for a long fucking time.
What movie did we do for that?
It was for...
We didn't do Ace Ventura. We have not done that.
We have not.
I'm telling you guys, I don't think we did that. I don't think that's what we did.
Dumb and Dumber?
We need a fucking intern.
It was Dumb and Dumber.
We never did Dumb and Dumber.
No, we haven't done Dumb and
We haven't done Dumb and Dumber.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm telling you that we didn't do Jim Carrey movies either. Just Josh talked for hours about Jim Carrey.
No. It involved Jim Carrey because I'm pretty sure we drafted Jim Carrey. We did SNL roles that night. It was SNL comedic.
But he's not an SNL guy.
No, he isn't.
I don't think we did SNL either. I'm telling you, Josh just expounded for an hour about how he was a young boy growing up in Ottawa.
No,
he just was in love with Jim Carrey.
He does love Jim Carrey.
I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, well, fuck it. We've been doing a lot of episodes, so that's the way it rolls.
This draft is brought to you by your favorite Alzheimer's medication.
Yeah. At this point,
that draft was erased from my memory.
Bring it all back.
Memorable sci-fi technology. That's what we've
Most memorable sci-fi technology. We're not going to put any other stipulations on it. If the sci-fi technology has become real technology, we're going to say that that's okay.
For full disclosure,
I'll give you what our judge Govs, who was with us last week, he's going to be judging, and I just want you to know what he said. He said, for sci-fi inventions, are we talking things that exist in sci-fi movies that we don't have in our time period, or things that are new or relatively new, invented in the time frame, the plot of the movie? I said, I think things we don't currently have, but some folks might pick something that was from an older movie that predicted something we have now, so I think we'll leave it open.
I think we got to leave it open.
I hope so. I had no idea that this conversation happened.
So that's pretty much.
This is how Brad works.
Yeah.
He gives himself as much advantage as
it really
he
is.
He's no, like, no, I've had a full discussion with the judge about what we're going to be doing.
There was
doing.
No
it's a nice hedge.
Advantage there. And he basically said, yeah, let's just leave it open. So it's open. Hmm. So I just wanted just full disclosure. So there's no fucking.
Oh, that's okay.
I have to be honest.
Okay. He's fully disclosing his hedge.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. We did
Tommy Boy. The movie we did was Tommy Boy. And you're right. We did SNL characters, but we definitely didn't do.
I'm scrolling and I'm not finding Jim Carrey anywhere. But
that's because we didn't do it.
Okay.
Anyway. I have a fucking mind like a steel trap.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, do you want to know the order of this draft?
Even though my steel trap mind was completely convinced by Brad saying that I was like, oh, okay, I guess we did it. Fuck.
It's a rusty trap.
All right.
Yeah, we need a draft order.
What's the draft order?
Well, you guys might not like it. I did invoke a little ChatGPT because I figured, you know, what is a technology that's on the cusp right now that's pretty amazing in the ways that it's being used. They just came out with
Sora.
OpenAI has Sora now, which is doing live video. You can put in a prompt and it will create video of what you're asking, and it's pretty fucking
some bizarre. Of the video that I've seen is fucking unreal.
It is crazy.
Do not understand how exactly that works.
Yeah.
All I know is I was trying to come up with a logo for my music thing the other day, and I used AI, and it came up with dog shit. So it gave me a little bit of hope for the future. We're not quite there yet.
No, we're not, so, but we're knocking.
We're on the verge. We're
knocking on the back door. All right.
Well, basically what I told it, I said, give me a randomized draft order. I gave our names. I said we were tasked with creating new tech for movie watchers.
Okay.
Oh, and, I told her, I said, give me a randomized draft order with devices progressively getting more dumb and useless.
Okay. So as you read these, you're going to start with good?
Yeah.
So that'll be first pick?
Yeah, that would be first pick. So we're going first pick down to last.
First to last.
Okay. So first, Scott invented the CineHover chair, a futuristic chair that levitates users slightly off the ground for a more immersive movie watching experience, providing comfort and stability without sacrificing style.
Does it taste like cinnamon? What is it called?
It's the CineHover chair.
For cinema?
Okay.
Cinnamon.
I was thinking cinnamon hover chair. Cinnamon. I was thinking
chair.
Yeah.
You sin in it.
Oh boy.
It's got three different places.
I mean, if it's hovering, it'd be pretty comfy. I mean, you might do a little sinning in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
you might get hella hard.
Your steel trap brain is kind of dumb on that one.
Well, speaking of smells and things, I introduced the Cinegizmo. Terrible name. A small handheld device that emits soothing aromas synchronized with movie scenes, enhancing the sensory experience and creating a more immersive atmosphere.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. So you get some smells as you're like, you know,
you're watching Warrior really and bad. It just smells like a fucking locker room.
That would be awesome.
Smells like
what was it called?
The Cinegizmo.
It should be called Centagizmo.
Like I know. Someone said, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
You smell
yeah.
Nick Nolte's fucking liquor breath.
Jason, you were ranked third.
Give me three. That's where I want to be.
You created the Cine Glow Stick, a glowing stick that changes color based on the mood of the movie, adding ambience to darkened movie theaters, but ultimately serving no practical purpose.
Oh.
It serves all kinds of purpose.
Sounds like you put
annoying
it
annoying your neighbor who's at the theater with you.
It smells like cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
It is
the
Cine Glow Stick. Cinema.
It's just a cinnamon stick that glows.
What? And I mean, speaking of sin, you could do all kinds of sin with a stick.
Oh, boy. And, well, speaking of that... Zach, you were
Cine butt plug.
You had sex on the mind.
Cine butt dot dot dot.
You developed the Cine Tickler, a device that gently tickles users' feet during suspenseful movie scenes, aiming to enhance the viewing experience while ultimately distracting viewers from the plot.
I think Scott, that's like the perfect invention for Scott. He's like, I hate feeling nervous and watching scary movies.
Let it tickle my feet.
I will be distracted and giggling while people are murdered.
I mean, I just assumed you invented it for porn and then tried to like say, no, it's actually for regular movies too.
You're like, yeah, it goes on your feet. Sure. Yeah,
I'm going straight to butthole.
That's a Cine French tickler from Michel Gondry.
Oh boy. So yeah. So it's Scott in first pick, myself in second, Jason in third. And I am... Oh, no. Zach's fourth.
Yeah.
I'm not...
The Cine Tickler.
I'm not stoked about having the first pick.
You should be, because there's an obvious number one.
See, that's why I fucking hate having the first pick.
I don't know if I fully agree. There's not. I just like to say that to
Scott. Thank you.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I want Scott second-guessing himself.
There actually are quite a few at the top, but yeah, then it gets a little murky. And it's going to depend on where we go with this. And I have to lead it off. Son of a bitch. Okay.
Well, memorable is the key word. I didn't like necessarily the word memorable here because it's like it has to be
right
things that people remember because there's some cool tech that in movies that people maybe haven't seen.
So. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Memorable is always the key word, and it never comes into play for the judge.
That's true.
It's a very good point.
That is true.
It's like a 98% of the drafts, and it's the most important word, and it's usually
and it's the thing that irritates me the most since I stopped judging
it becomes personal.
That's funny that you say that because I don't believe that. I think you're irritated about a lot of things.
Well, he needs a Cine Tickler.
Maybe you need a tickler.
So for the first pick, I'm gonna go absolute iconic, and this one actually crosses over TV and movie, but I'm going with the movie, of course. And it comes with a phrase that I actually heard a lot growing up as a kid.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going, and I love this pick.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Dude.
The teleporter, Star Trek, the motion picture.
I love the idea of just being somewhere and then immediately you're somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's just for like commuting to work or taking a shit.
Yeah. The teleporter just instantly. <taking a shit. laughs>
What are you transporting in here? The shit?
No,
or
I'm
yourself?
Just saying. You're like, oh, I got to go take a shit. And all of a sudden you're home and you take a shit and then you're back at work.
I mean,
or
you could transport the shit directly out of your bowel.
No, I don't think it works like that in Star Trek universe.
No,
that's I think true.
It's your shit stays where it's at.
He never said, beam out my skit, my shit, Scotty. Beam out my shit, Scotty. Beam
my shit. That's a great first pick. I really like that. The idea of that, and see, it's.
I just think it sits too much on like the just absolutely like ludicrous. Like it's just
well, yeah. You never
know. Sci-fi, bro.
It's sci-fi.
I know, but I don't know. I felt like I wanted to keep it something that like seems a little bit, you know.
You do that then.
In the realm of possibility.
Show me how to do it, Brad.
The gauntlets are being thrown down already.
Real quick, I would like to throw out the fact that if anybody who hasn't seen Galaxy Quest and the teleporters and that whole scene when they're they have the teleporter, but it doesn't really quite work
it's
supposed to.
Scrambling everything.
It's great.
Well, the space balls. I mean, of course, is
his ass is backwards.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, all Brad.
Right. Yeah. So I just said I didn't like that pick.
Let's hear
so
this totally.
I got to give something that
real.
You got to back it up.
Amazing.
Now. Amazing.
I'm gonna just go with, you know,
not ludicrous.
And this is probably just more age driven. But holy shit, man. And I know there's a much bigger invention in the movie, but I don't want to fuck with time. So I'm going to go ahead and just go, I wanted a hoverboard. Hoverboards look badass.
Why am I not surprised?
Let's go ahead and get that hoverboard going.
So you can buy a hoverboard.
I saw that dude that flew through like
yeah, but that looks more like a green alien type shit or whatever that fucking Spider-Man guy is.
Oh, Green Goblin.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's like a big like jet powered thing. Like the cool thing about that is it's just a skateboard that fucking like repels the ground. I love that.
Yeah, dude. Everybody wanted a fucking hoverboard after that movie. I know. I had an idea for an invention, and I'm gonna tell you right now, and you can steal it if you want.
What is it?
So basically, it's a hoverboard. But it's magnets. And so on the bottom, you know, because, you know, if you get positive and negative and repel each other. So the whole floor would be either the positive and the negative. And then on the hoverboard would be the other ones. And you could just float on it.
And you could only use it when you go to your magnet room?
Right.
Okay, I like this.
Well, it'd be like a roller rink. It'd be like Roller King.
Oh.
Oh, and wow. So you're bringing back Roller King.
But it would automatically push you away from it. So, how would you propel yourself forward?
I don't think about details, Brad.
You just barely like tilt it.
You also got to think about like how much like friction is like inherent to that. Are you just like super fucking fast immediately?
Like, I like that we're really taking this seriously.
This is supposed
these are all things I thought.
So like if you're 250 pounds on it, and then like a, you know, like an 80 pound kid gets on it, let's like one of them's getting thrown in.
You
the
need
field.
The hoverboard XL, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd have to be specific to you.
The hoverboard chubby XL.
All right.
Magnets. How do they work?
All right.
All right. So, now Jason, you know, he comes to us. This is his first draft.
First draft.
And he's definitely, he likes to do a thing on Facebook where he likes to tell us how we fucking suck. And he shows us how it's really done. So let's see how you draft.
Well, to back that up, my first two picks haven't been picked yet.
Okay,
which is causing me a little bit of stress here. Like,
Jason also has showed up in Nick Brown fashion with a notebook and pen.
Oh,
and,
old school.
Oh yeah,
and he's actually got the pen that my wife uses while nursing.
I work in a hospital.
many different colors of pen.
Absolutely, you got to have all your options right there. This was a fantastic invention. One day.
Oh, I think you should pick that.
Oh, this is
the multicolored Bic.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So there is quite a bit of stress here. Oh my God. This is So I'm gonna go with my heart. I mean,
good.
And that's what you have to do, I guess, right? Is go with your heart. For men of a certain age, the most important movie that we had growing up.
I know exactly where you're going.
Was Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta go lightsaber. There was nothing cooler than a lightsaber. We all wanted a lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
You gotta go lightsaber.
Lightsaber is the coolest slash.
It's the best weapon in the history of movies.
But everybody would be killing themselves.
Thank you. Oh, if we had lightsabers at 5 years old like we wanted, we would have no penises, no limbs.
If we had magnet boards, we would also be killing ourselves. If we had,
that's true.
This is, I mean.
I saw little kids riding hoverboards. The little kid had a pit bull. I got a pit bull now. You guys remember Back to the Future 2. Kids could handle it. And you know what? I know little kids can't handle lightsabers because all of them got fucked up by Kylo Ren. No, I'm not Kylo Ren, by Darth Vader. Oh, by Anakin.
Sure. Because they weren't old enough to understand how to use their lightsaber yet.
No, I like that pick a lot.
I mean, this was our child. This was every kid was out playing lightsaber.
No, the sound is iconic. Memorable. It's the better pick than hoverboard. I'm giving you that much already. Like, I looked at lightsaber and I was like, no, that's fucking war. I don't want to kill people. I just want to write
it's why I didn't want the first pick, because I wanted somebody to pick something else and then I could pick lightsaber. I don't know why I didn't. It's a good pick.
Yeah. It is a good pick. That
it is memorable. From now on, though.
Yep. We'll see. Zach. We'll see about that.
Okay. So can't believe this hasn't gone there yet. We're going to go with little invention called Lisa from the 1985 Weird Science.
I was
hoping that would last longer.
If we're talking about things that we wanted when we were kids,
that was.
I think I would have picked that over a lightsaber. If we're being Kelly LeBrock.
No,
I mean, that's the pick of the first round.
I can't believe it went that high, but it was like my absolute sleeper. Like that was the one.
And then, you know, you might, well, I don't want to go into also rans. Cause there's other options. There's other options, but that was a memorable one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with my first pick of the second round. And I am going to go with, from the movie Back to the Future. We're going to go with Back to the Future 2 because I like the flying version a little bit better.
Let's see if this works better for you than it did for me.
The time machine from Back to the Future. I think that the flying ability makes it a little bit more practical. I like the fact that it runs on nuclear fission or something made out of banana peels or whatever the fuck that ridiculousness is.
See, this kind of fucks me over because I had in my list, I had Mr. Fusion as invention.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I thought anything you can power just through trash is pretty fucking badass. But you're taking the time machine with Mr. Fusion, so.
I want to say the flying time machine because I want a flying car because there's lots of flying cars in movies. But one that can actually take you back and forth in time, we're going to go with that.
Those are two great picks. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I hate admitting you did good things.
Yeah,
take your Lisa robot, put her in the passenger seat, and go to
gun it to 88.
Go watch the dinosaurs.
Just about to say, go watch some brontosauruses hump.
And all you gotta do is find some trash, and you're back wherever you want to go.
There's trash everywhere.
Yep.
All right, Jason,
back to me, and I'm in a quandary again because
until you fuck up that gas
probably
tank,
gonna
right?
happen. Continue to happen.
Because the fusion only let's not forget the fusion only powers the time travel mechanism.
The flux capacitor.
Need fucking gas to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Which that's another thing they don't ever really play out is like when they put gas tank, how far are you flying on a tank of gas?
Yeah, what is the gas mileage on that?
Oh.
Because in three,
it's a tank of trash.
After he's flying, he goes back to the 1885s, like Yeah.
They make it out of a train because it breaks.
I'm just saying they say that the it'll never fly again. He actually they do a little, you know, just a line that throws away.
I haven't seen the last two movies in a long time.
I'm pretty familiar with them.
Yes, you are. So, I mean, and I'm the same thing. I'm torn between two, but we're going most memorable.
Yes.
So,
now we just change it in the second round it changes.
Oh, sweet.
Now it's best. That was best. Most useful.
most memorable. I'm going to.
Useful.
Most memorably useful. I'm going to go.
Realistic.
This movie was a monster. And it blew us away at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the liquid metal T-1000 and the idea of liquid metal that could turn into anything you want.
T-1000 versus Luke Skywalker with a lightsaber.
Is it T-1000 or T-2000?
T-1000. But who wins T-1000 versus Luke Saber?
I think lightsaber keeps going through.
I think so too. I think he just comes right back together and fucks him up.
You got to like chop him into little pieces and then freeze him? Is that how that worked?
Well, that didn't do it.
It melted because of the steel mill. He was frozen.
He put him in the molten metal, right?
That's the only way.
That did kill him. But I'm saying, but at first when he was frozen, it actually wasn't coming together.
But he came back.
Until the heat started melting. Yeah. Bring it back.
Technically, he might be able to get out of that molten metal at some point if it ever cools down.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? A shitty invention. It can just melt it. Okay. Moving on.
That was on my list.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't go there.
Yep.
See, there's one I'm holding on to, and I'll leave that for later just because.
I hope
it makes it back to me.
All right. I'm going to start playing because I'm going to get silly here with my last two. So this one I'll try to like kind of win the draft, and after that I'm saying fuck it.
It's already too late for you, Brad.
Oh, I know. I'm going to go ahead and take, you know, if you want to just fly around and be a badass, when you're not actually a superhero and you want to be a superhero, all you need is Iron Man suit. and you're good to go. You can do all sorts Marvel. Of fucking things. You're flying.
I wasn't sure if that
you're blowing shit up. You've got a cool ass AI.
Are we going to pick a movie that we actually would discuss on the podcast? Or
oh, look at you.
I wasn't sure who was going to break the Marvel cherry.
Is when we start talking about Marvel? That's when we turn into cinephiles?
I guess so.
You guys are fucking douchey. Why don't you guys join Bill Simmons' podcast?
Why don't you pick Batman's grappling hook, bro? That's fucking better. Who has more money, Batman or Tony Stark?
Hey, we got a long way to go. That grappling hook might look good in round four.
That's right. I like it.
He's thinking about it right now.
You can blow shit up. You've got cool AI. You can go wherever you want. You can fly hella fast.
Yeah.
It's hella, great. Hella okay. fast.
Hella fast.
Hella fast. This is a California pod, y'all.
Hella
Northern Marvel. California explicitly.
All right. So, yeah, this next movie is very, very
the sex movie?
Near and dear to my heart. And
oh, no.
Also spawned some amazing quotes throughout the movie, including, "If it bleeds, we can kill it." I'm picking the invisibility cloak from the Predator. So basically him being able to turn himself into the fucking...
I like that better than a Harry Potter invisibility cloak.
Thank you. I like that. Because that's not an invention. That's just magic, bro.
That's just magic. Yeah. I was going to fight somebody if they picked something from Harry Potter.
Well, Brad's still right.
I know Brad's about to... Voldemort's wand.
The invisibility cloak, there actually is some technology where they're starting to be able to kind of
create projections. Have you seen some of those videos?
Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah, and it's getting wild.
Yeah. Fucking one of my all-time favorite movies. I just love that movie so much.
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers.
Uh-huh.
Prey was actually really good. This latest one.
You know, I still fucking haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. It's
solid.
That's what everything I heard about it was really good.
So. Is it the girl from Scream that is the main chick?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think she's an unknown.
It's like nobody, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
That's really no.
But yeah, because the Predator movies, so many were just so bad.
Really bad.
And so I've said, well, fuck Predator. And then I heard that one was great.
This one's pretty good.
I need to go back. It's
definitely.
I think I watched Predator 2 and that's about it.
Ooh, yeah. that was rough.
Yeah, a lot of people like
Danny Glover in New York.
I don't know.
All right, you got one more.
I know. And it's a long time before I get back and there's a
Don't worry. I'm not going to pick anything that you're thinking about picking.
Well, I think I'm thinking about picking something you could potentially pick right now just because I just really like it.
The Schwartz?
I'm going Pixar. I'm taking The Translation Caller in the movie Up.
Nice.
Squirrel.
Wow, that actually
puts it on the dog.
That actually does fuck up my next pick, but okay.
Yeah,
I like that bit.
Call it. Let's see. Hear the dog.
I would
fucking
love
cool
to know
shit.
What my animal were saying.
It would be cool. It would be very cool.
I like you.
It's just going to be a ton of feed me, feed me, feed me.
Right. So anyway, I just like that pick. I love that movie. And
God, I would love to fucking just know what's going on in my fucking cat's heads.
Exactly.
Just so that I could tell him fuck you, dude.
Daniel Tosh has his podcast, and in his newest episode today, he told a story at the very end about. He was swimming with his son, and his daughter's 1 year old, and she had no diaper on. She's just kind of waltzing around the deck, and he's kind of keeping on her. And then she kind of looks him in the eyes, and she just squats and just drops a deuce. And so he's just oh my God. So he's kind of yelling for his wife. And by the time he kind of turned his attention, trying to get his wife's attention, turns back and his son's screaming in the pool. And now the turd's gone, and it's because his dog had ran up and just ate the turd just as fast as it could. right then is when you want that call. What the fuck are you thinking?
So speaking of wondering what your cats are thinking. So
oh, Jesus.
Two nights ago, real quick story.
Tuna nights?
Tuna nights?
I didn't say tuna nights.
I don't know, but there's a screenplay
nice
there.
To Scott.
With my cat, sometimes it is tuna night.
Your movie's going to be called Tuna Nights.
There's a Pixar short called Tuna Nights coming
soon.
So
I'd like to know what was going through my cat's head the other night because she was laying right here by my head, just curled up, all happy. Other cat comes up. They're just kind of licking on each other. And I got my hand up there, just kind of making sure everything's all right. All of a sudden, if you notice,
you got a pretty deep gash there.
Okay. Yeah. And if you look at my shoulder.
Whoa.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you look at the side of my head.
Oh, no.
What the fuck happened?
Oh, no.
The
side of my
head? I see that. I noticed
that
earlier.
Brain surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking my cat suddenly just went fucking ape shit and just peeled out on my body and my head. And I want to know what happened because I don't know what happened.
Your cat attacked you.
Attacked, yeah.
And what did the other cat do?
It was gone. I got bolted. I was fucking cussing. So
probably
I was
the one
so
who caused
pissed.
It.
Yeah. So anyway, but. So I'd like a translation caller to know what the fuck happened.
For real.
One
of my cats is nonstop food obsessed, and the other one is definitely on the spectrum somewhere. So
yeah.
It would be cool to find out what their conversations are like. But
yeah. Brad, all right. What do you got?
Well, you did really fuck me up because that.
Did I?
And
you were going straight to Pixar.
No. Like
you're gonna go up.
I have the better version of that pick, but I'm not gonna take it now. All right, here's one that I actually do like, and we were recently talking about this movie last episode. I'm gonna go ahead and how cool would it be to be able to, you know, control dreams and kind of design whatever dream you want. I'm going with the dream device from Inception. Like basically like they're able to build dreams and create shit. And like you could do a lot of fun stuff if you were just able to design and create whatever you wanted in dreams. And then you wake up and you have fun. Now I know they get lost in it and it starts fucking with your mind. But at the same time, for a while, it'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So dream.
I like that.
Inception dream device.
Device Inception.
It has some name, but I don't remember it.
I wrote it here because I looked at passive PASIV intravenous something bullshit, whatever. The dream device is what we're calling it.
Sciencey words.
All right. Yeah. Jason.
Jason's pretty happy right now. This team is coming along, as they say.
He's getting cocky.
It's coming along.
All right.
For the third position. Come. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, our boy Zach started off real hot.
Right.
But
you never know.
But as much as he stole my hot lady pick, so I gotta deal with what's left.
Uh-huh.
Possibly a hotter lady pick, and we gotta go with, you know, AI's got to come into play here at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So for AI sexiness, you have to go with Ava from Ex Machina.
You're going with the stabby version.
Alicia Vikander, the one
you're gonna need to control this a little bit.
The one that hurts.
You're gonna need a plan.
The stabby version. Why not?
But. Until she kills you, it's a nice time.
Yeah, I absolutely have that on my list, but I also was just hesitant because I don't know how well known that movie was to most people, but you never know.
I
heard BBK covered it, possibly.
Yeah. We did an episode on it. Check it out.
Fantastic movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's a good pick.
I think it's a kind of a hot take to say that she's hotter than Lisa.
I will say,
I had Ava
on my list. I did not have
Kelly
Lisa.
Kelly LeBrock in the 80s is hot.
I had Ava on my list. I did not have Lisa. And Lisa doesn't seem like she'll want to stab you.
Right.
No,
that's true.
She'll fuck up your bully brother.
Right.
She might let you stab her.
She definitely will. She'll do gymnastics for you.
Okay.
This is the whole game right here for you.
Yeah, no, I'm throwing the draft.
Yeah, this is where it falls apart. Traditionally, this is where it completely falls apart, right?
So it's going to. So I'm going to go with one of my favorite.
Oh, this is
usually a bad
this
start.
This is terrible. Beginning.
One of my favorite inventions from a movie that never really gets explained, but I recently purchased one of the greatest inventions that humans have ever come up with. And that is a bidet. I put it into my bathroom at home, and now every time that I travel for work, I feel like an absolute animal. I can't even.
We're just lucky you're even here right now.
I mean, can you imagine getting shit like in your beard, Scott, and then just getting a piece of dry paper, wiping it, and then going about your day?
Been there.
You can't imagine it. You would wash it out with some water. You would probably use some water to get out of your beard. Probably,
I cannot
maybe
believe
something.
You are stealing.
We
my
all just
final
sit there
pick.
And shit, but. If we could go to the fucking world of Demolition Man and have the three seashells to keep our assholes clean, I think this is one of the ultimate inventions that I'm not even sure how it works, but I bet you your asshole feels fucking great.
I mean, old Roy, not Roy Schneider.
Roy Schneider, who the fuck is that?
What's his fucking...
Roy Schneider?
Rob Schneider.
Roy Schneider.
Roy Schneider from Jaws.
Roy Schneider from Jaws. That's I combined them together. No, Rob Schneider, he's like making fun of him. Oh, he doesn't know the three seashells. Like, obviously, it cleans your ass great because they're like, oh, you use paper. And they're like, what the fuck? Why would you ever use paper? So it must be just a beautiful ass cleaning with the three seashells.
I think it's absolutely amazing.
I think it's a fantastic way to throw your draft. It's great.
I'm ashamed to admit this. I've never seen that movie.
Well, that's crazy, but that was going to be my last pick, Zach. I cannot believe I was like, oh, this one I'm just keeping in my pocket. There's nobody who's taking this pick.
It's the beauty of the three seashells. You can just keep it in your pocket.
Two crazy picks that I was hoping for. You fucked one up and Zach fucked one up. I hate you both.
Mine was the weird science.
And you probably end up
Zach
winning.
Has done a good job of like taking our, stealing our darlings.
All right, Zach.
All right, Zach, you got your final pick.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to go with my heart.
Oh, no. Not your heart.
I'm going to go with Brad's going to know what it's called because I don't even know what it's called. Oh,
no. Great pick.
But in Star Wars,
he went to the right.
They are playing a game where there are these like 3D holographic
holochess.
Like, they're like chess. 3D holochess. And as a kid, I was always like, this is the future. Like, to play a game where you can kind of see it in 3D sort of like play out right in front of you. I remember at Funworks back in the day, they used to have
a 3D game.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Sega 3D game where you're like a cowboy.
Dude, it was a cowboy and you turn around and shoot an Indian that's like sneaking up on you, which is problematic in all sorts of ways.
Native American.
But god damn, dude. I remember thinking like all games are going to be like this in 5 years, and it's been 40. And none of those things have happened.
Man.
But goddamn, I think that's like the best invention. We need to come out with some sort of, like, we're talking about all these different technologies for gaming and watching movies, like a 3D like holographic display. Have you seen the new Blade Runner where he's like Elvis is like on the stage and like running around dancing, or like when Tupac was at
Coachella,
like all that kind of shit? Like, the technology is there.
It has been forever. When
we need it.
Back when we were kids and arcades were at their high, back when Tilt was at the mall, there was a hologram game that came out.
Was it the one Brad's talking about with the Indian?
The Sega one.
It was like a little white machine.
Yeah, it was called Time Traveler. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly the game that I'm talking about.
How could that have been there 25 years ago?
I'm saying,
it was TV and mirrors. It wasn't like true.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It looked amazing. And it was back then. It was like
between that
the
and
future.
Dragon. What was Dragon Slayer? Or
Dragon Slayer. Playing a cartoon.
Gaming should have gone. We should have. We should have the most amazing.
We should have a, like a desk and in every home that has 3D shit that comes out of it. And you always thought like you would have a section of your living room that like if you were going to watch a show, you would like clear out of that. And then like real life projections of whatever show. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, video games are
pick.
There's some cool video games nowadays. I mean, there's some stuff that's pretty immersive.
But, I wanted to shit on that last pick. And the minute you said it, I was like, god damn it.
Seems amazing, right?
At the age I saw that the first time, if I knew what jerking off was, I totally would have jerked off. Watching that scene.
What was the pick? What did I even miss?
The holochess board.
Oh, they're playing.
Right. It's on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And I expounded upon it to make Wookiee win. You know, R2-D2 at some point is like shoots out the hologram of Princess Leia, and she's like that, like all that hologram shit.
You're taking all the hologram shit?
No, I'm just taking the holochess board.
Yeah, holochess board. Okay. I was going to say.
Easy.
Just picking all the shit I wanted when I was a kid.
Right.
We had Scott trying to take an entire movie the other time.
Kendra did it last time too, so nobody fucking said shit. Okay, go ahead.
I'll take all the science-y things.
Jason, your pick. Last pick.
Jason
likes to talk in the third person.
Kendra's one of very few guests that can pick whatever she wants.
That's a fact.
And no one's going to give her shit about it. Because she'd probably argue her ass off and fucking convince us anyway.
We'd gave.
And there's a lot on the board right now.
There is.
I'm like really surprised by some of this. Damn, what do I do so with my team? How do you round out your team?
What do we need? What are we doing here? Do we need to vamp for you?
In the fourth round, my last pick.
Just put the t-shirt on.
You can get kind of weird.
Yeah, you gotta really like make your. I mean, I'm first time ever drafting in the third spot. I mean, this would be a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
This would be a big deal. And I'm gonna go with something that kind of a little close to my heart a little bit.
Good.
Something that speaks directly to a personal story and situation from our life that has been mentioned on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
When me and Scotch were in high school, we had to do these little films we did a couple little films for English class. And in one of them, we went back in time to pick out all these historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have access out in Houston, California. To a phone booth.
I knew you were going to say that.
So we used a porta potty, and we knocked it out of the park. But I mean, I gotta take the phone booth from Bill and Ted's. Time travel. How do you go wrong with time travel?
Yeah, our little film was great because we did the whole thing where we filmed us walking into the porta potty, and all of a sudden we cut the film, then we moved the porta potty, and then we hit it, and it was gone. So like we made it disappear. Like all kinds of crazy.
Moved the porta potty
by hand. Yeah, we shifted it. We pushed the thing out of the way
and kept the camera self-contained.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it fucking disappeared. It was magic. We were like, holy fuck, we just invented like
we were special effects like masters before anyone knew.
Yeah,
yeah.
Spielberg and Nolan in fucking sixth grade at Houston High School.
Yeah,
I love that.
And then I drank a lot and forgot to apply myself.
I got completely underachieved everything in my life from that point on.
Brad, what do you got?
That was the high point.
That was the absolute pinnacle. That was the pinnacle of our lives.
Well, I'm trying to think if I go, there's like three different ways to go here.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one's the right one because, you know what? I don't think I'm going to win this draft, so I should just go for myself. Because there's an invention that's amazing here.
Uh-huh.
There's one that's kind of shitty, and there's one that's, it's all right. It's just not my favorite. All right, I'm going to do it. While it might be shitty because, you know, you're being controlled by freaky robots, but at the same time, if you can just start downloading shit to yourself, like, I need to know Kung Fu. Let's fucking download an update.
Oh, are you matrixing?
I'm going Matrix because, I mean, being able to, like just drop in some Kung Fu. I need all the weapons. I need to, like, boom.
So you're taking the whole Matrix.
But it only works when you're in the Matrix, though. That's the shitty part.
I'm taking the Matrix.
Yeah. So you're taking the Matrix.
I'm taking the Matrix.
Taking the whole Matrix?
Where you can fucking start just downloading whatever you want.
He's taking the downloading.
It's like the hacked version of the Matrix.
Okay. He's doing he's doing the thing that you can do in the Matrix when you're in the Matrix and not floating in your own goo.
Yes.
Right.
But yeah.
While floating in your goo.
You're basically like able to hack the system.
Matrix trainer.
Matrix martial arts trainer.
I'm going to call it the hacked Matrix because basically.
He's not going to know what you mean.
No.
What? So just call it the Matrix?
No.
No, don't call it the Matrix. Don't call it the entire
Matrix from the Matrix.
Matrix training download system. Program.
Program.
I put
program.
Downloading updates in the Matrix.
There you go.
Matrix training program.
If he has any questions, we'll answer them. And we'll make sure that it sounds shittier than what it actually is. It's
just put
cool.
Fourth place team.
Okay. Gosh, dang it. Yeah, there's a lot of places we can go. All surrounds are going to be fun. And here's an invention I would love to have. You know, you fuck something up, you piss somebody off, you do some stupid shit, you drink too much and shit all over somebody's house, like I've done.
A typical Friday night.
You know, yeah. And it'd be great to just pull out something, put on some sunglasses.
Oh, like the MIB?
Men in Black, and erase their minds. And tell them some bullshit story.
The neuralizer.
Neuralizer is what it's called.
There was a time when I saw Men in Black in theaters and walked out of the theater and thought, it's the best movie I've ever seen.
It was good the first watch.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. The age when you probably saw it,
it
was fucking amazing. The tech was great. Effects were great.
Yep.
Will
the
Smith.
Comedy, the mix of comedy and action was great.
Tommy Lee Jones is awesome.
A little scariness. That fucking...
That guy was scary too.
Yeah, he's scary as fuck, so... It was all pretty good.
Will Smith wasn't a tool yet.
Not yet.
What's her name that we hate that was just like super dull and just talking like this?
Oh,
whatever her name is.
She's in Jade.
Linda Fiorentino.
Linda
Fiorentino.
Wow. Yeah.
We talked shit about her on Dogma.
That's right.
She's just so bland.
There's not a lot going on there.
She talks like this whenever she's doing things.
That's a good pick. Good pick.
Yeah.
I was between that and the
nice.
I had that, but I thought it's just that's a tool for bad.
Well, you know.
Tool for bad.
I have a feeling that there's a lot of also rants.
There's a lot of
also rants.
So many. Yeah. So we'll see what happens and
I would have got you think my team's better or worse if instead of the hollow chess I take Polly's robot from Rocky.
Oh,
happy birthday, Polly.
I love the pick. I love it.
Oh, man. You should have just gone with all of like the little robots.
We're going to hear a message from our sponsors and we'll be back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey man, what's your bacon?
You gotta tell everybody what that means first.
It's that extra side topping a main course in life that makes everything about your day even better.
Whether it's movies, music, cooking, paranormal, video games, whatever it is that helps you unwind, maybe even get a little bit inspired. You talk to hot new bands.
We are Felicity.
And this is Bradley from Emerosa.
TV personalities.
Hi, my name is Rachel Pizzolatto.
Hi, my name is Patty Makley.
Wrestling personalities.
Hi everybody, I am Eric.
WWE Hall of Famer,
Godfather here.
Actors.
This is Sean Kanan. Thank you for joining us.
Fellow podcasters.
Emo Social Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Schrader.
Pretty much any like-minded creative across all facets of the entertainment industry.
You can check out Bacon Is My Podcast on all streaming platforms, as well as the Strangerhood TV YouTube channel. New episodes dropping every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Listen in when we find the answer to the question,
what's your bacon?
Metrics, YouTube assist. Gonna point out all the shit that we missed. It's the Draft Judge, crushing dreams once again.
Gotta let it fade out. Hey, we're back, everybody. So we have a thing here where we like to get pasty white 6'5 judges.
6'5?
How tall are you?
6'6½, bro. Okay. Don't cheat me that inch and a half.
All right, I apologize. Hank, how tall is Hank? Is Hank 6'5?
No.
I don't think he's
short. Comes up just short.
That half matters.
No matter what, he's short. He hasn't. Yeah.
The half came into play.
What I'm getting at is there's been some speculation on who is the best 1B judge behind Scotch Beck. And Hank and Gov are just neck and neck going for it. So I propose that we do have a filmed one-on-one basketball tournament between Gov and Hank at some point. But the kicker is every time you score, you have to chug a beer. So every bucket.
I thought
you
were
going to
say there's no like winning scores, just who can't continue.
Oh, we could go till literally one of the 50-year-old men cannot play anymore. I like that too.
Basketball to be death.
Beer may accelerate that.
Hoop till death.
Oh, so we drafted most memorable sci-fi invention in a movie, and we have tapped our boy, Mr. Gov, to step into the cantina and judge our accolades here. Mr. Gov, how are we doing this evening? You were in there for a long time, long, long time.
I don't feel like I was, but
I feel like maybe you might have been searching the internet for some nefarious things on Scott's mind.
Actually, not much searching, only one YouTube assist.
Okay. Totally. Okay. All right.
And it didn't change much, but I really loved what I saw. For whoever picked that, we'll find out.
Well, let's say first that this is his triumphant return. Like, you know, there was some controversy back in the day because, you know, Govs came through and he wrecked some dreams on a few occasions. And there's been some blowback. So
there has been some blowback.
I feel like you might need to respond to some of that.
See, I like to take opportunities to reflect on things and like evaluate things. Can I improve things? So I actually reached out to our boy Hank and I said, hey, Where do you get your ideas for how you do things? It's a little different than me. And he said, hey, there's this actual, surprisingly, I was shocked. There's a draft judging clinic at the convention center held once a year in Fresno, California. And I was like, I know that place well. I went to school there. So I went to it. It reminded me of the old basketball coaching clinics where you got to kind of pick what sessions you went to. The first one I picked was called, It was called, Dr. Draft Love, or How I Learned to Love, or How I Forgot to Stop Worrying, or How I Forgot to Worry and Stop Loving the Venn Diagram. So was good. Yeah. So that sounds like a good I learned one. A lot there. The second one was called Size Matters, What to Consider When Choosing a Three-Ring Binder for Your Draft Judge Episode Notes.
Sounds like it was pretty great.
Yeah, no, it was good. And then we had a dinner break and some drinks, and I think the third session was pretty blue. So it was like, okay, we're going to get a little loose here. The third one was called Fuck Kevin Bacon. 6 degrees of separation is nowhere near enough. So I had a lot to think about, you know.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, like 6 degrees is nowhere near enough. You need way more than that.
6 degrees. I've heard that. Many women say that's not quite enough.
Yeah, you know, really, I wouldn't know.
Not the proper angle.
So there was one other session that I chose not to go to, and it was called Time Heals Most Wounds, How to Help Drafters That Can't Get Over Losing Months After the Draft. I was like, fuck them. Just get over it, you big baby.
Wow. I think that might be an answer. That might be an answer. So, hey, welcome back.
Shout out to one unnamed former drafter.
Wow. Jesus.
Get over it.
Why are you looking at me?
No, not you.
You're staring right at me when you said it. I'm like, what, me?
Fuck you, Scotch.
Yeah, not you. Damn.
Fucking asshole, Scotch.
Get love Matty Marlowe.
He was staring right at me.
He's shitting your living room.
he definitely shit. You thought the cat shat in your living room. No, it was Gov.
It was Gov.
All right, well, wait till you go back in your house.
Quite a gift.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, we sent you a whole draft of picks here. We got four rounds of four teams. And you said, just when we were getting ready to start, you said there were some interesting things. Tell us about those interesting things.
I said, wow, because it did not turn out the way well, I'm not gonna say the teams didn't turn out. I have no idea who's who. I have one maybe guess, and we'll see. To me, the clear one of one was kind of picked, and I was shocked. So here's my I do the regular 1 through 16 reverse points.
Yep.
Top pick at 16. I did like Walter's last one where he gives each round a 1 through 4. That was kind of cool.
Okay.
And I totally blew off all the stuff I learned from Hank's, you know, draft clinic that I went to.
I was in Fresno. Yeah,
you know, why not? And then I decided not to get real crazy. I joked before the draft that I needed some help setting up an obstacle course before. We're going to keep it kind of back to basics. So
good.
16 to 1 reverse points. I had four categories that I always come up with them beforehand because I don't want it to affect things. With any bias, I had the SOB, the suspension of belief. Like a lot of times in movies, you have to have suspension of disbelief. That's a thing. But to me, like if it's too unrealistic, it's like, no, that's shitty. Like, and only one of them did I give it to, and it was borderline. My thought process was the replicator from Star Trek.
Yeah,
that would have collapsed. Like economies and businesses would have gone out. Like it was too unrealistic. But then I did a lot of searching. I don't think it's actually in movies. So there's one that got that. I had Lacuna Luck. I had to go with the t-shirt. If you know, Lacuna means there's empty or there's a gap. So if there's something I didn't think of, and I had like 33 I came up with right away on my list.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Lacuna, empty or gap.
I thought it
it's like a gap
no
in your brain.
And the band Lacuna Coil, like, made their name based on they wanted something that meant empty spiral without saying empty spiral. So,
well, and Lacuna Matata is the Gap band version of Hakuna Matata.
That's true.
So SOB was minus a point.
BVK goes deep. Oh, the Gap band.
I like to go deep. SOB was minus a point. If I had to suspend belief, I'm like, listen, it's cool, but it's not fucking believable. Lacuna Luck, you got 1 point. Nothing major. I had a category I really liked. I had to have the quote, great Scott. Yeah, the doc. And if a top five pick fell to the third round or lower, 2 points didn't happen. It's close. Real close.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And then lastly, there's a quote, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So I was like, well, I'll make my own quote that goes with it. I said, success is the father of popularity. If your fourth round pick made box office $300 million or more, ooh, not adjusted,
ugh,
plus one.
This is point. A terrible category.
You know what? It might almost, it's going to be, I'm
it's
interested. Looking at
heavily
that.
Used.
Wow. Looking at that one. Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
This is good shit. This is good shit. Welcome back.
Back
Dubs.
To the basics.
Okay.
Back no cards, no dice.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
So,
okay,
scores.
So usually we ask the judge to
give us our scores.
Run it down the scores, fourth to first, no, with no names. You got
no team. No,
we've done this before.
In fourth place, with 32 points. Third place had 33 points.
Oh.
Second place had 37 points, and our first place, our winning team, had 40. Pretty.
Oh, that's tight. Pretty tight.
Within 10 points.
That's
okay.
That's
tight.
Pretty tight.
Within 8, yeah, the whole range.
And tight,
the,
tight.
When he walked in, he said that somebody shit the bed pretty hard, and whoever didn't shit the bed was 1 point above
well,
us.
Well, it's, not like two it's all relative. It's all relative.
Yeah, I guess so. So
that's a his and her shitty bed.
That's right.
All right. Well, somebody who did the ultimate shitting of the bed, we're going to find out right now.
I had a friend, sorry, real quick, we're talking about inventions and shitty beds. A friend of mine always used to say he invented something called the shit and sleep. So that way you just shit in bed and you have to get up and go to the toilet.
How does it work?
Well, it depends.
You just shit in bed.
Hey, all I know is we drank a lot, and I don't know. I didn't get into specifics, but it was called the shit and sleep, and that's it.
Adult diapers.
I think we just skipped over the best joke that's ever been made on this. I said, how does it work? And he said, depends. Which is fucking some great wordplay. All right.
Okay, so our...
fourth place.
I hate that this follows the script. For all you conspiracy theorists, our fourth place team with 32 points is Team 2.
Oh.
The Craps.
Team 2 includes the hoverboard from Back to the Future.
Okay.
Iron Man suit from Iron Man, the dream device from Inception, and the Matrix downloads from The Matrix.
So I feel like you got a bunch of extra points because all those movies made $300 million.
Yeah. No, only the fourth round.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
He did get it, though.
Matrix definitely got that money.
Wait, is this Brad?
This is me.
It's Brad.
I almost thought maybe it was Jason, only because I don't know how well he knows the pod, but Marvel movies.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I was not going to step in that.
I jumped in.
As soon as he picked it, I said, what are you doing?
The Iron Man suit is badass.
Never would have guessed this.
It is badass.
Oh, no. It's cool.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but what?
It's cool enough for last place.
It's cool. I was about to stand up for your team. I was going to say, dude, what kid didn't want a fucking hoverboard, man?
That's the craziest one. I said the fact that, of course, you're going to take the time machine, but I wanted the hoverboard. Of course.
You're getting the hoverboard in the fourth round, though, bro. That's the thing that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
the fact that you took it with the first round pick over the fucking time machine, bro.
So your logic was, of course, you're picking the time machine, so I'm going to pick something way different.
I pretty much drafted for me until it all got fucked up. So
he did say
after my first pick.
I am fine with my position.
To be fair to Brad, he said, I think I got last place the second week in a row after the draft, and he was correct.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No shame in my game.
Actually, I lied. I don't feel better.
All right. Well, somebody just about shit as much in their bed as I did, and they're just one point ahead.
1 point ahead
with 33 points. Team 4.
Team 4 includes Lisa from Weird Science, the flying time machine from Back to the Future 2, the three seashells from Demolition Man, and the hollow chess from Star Wars.
I thought for sure that I was going to win this going away.
Okay, so
and not even close.
You started off so strong.
You zacked it up so good.
He had the one of one, but not the right one of one.
Flying time machine, which I just absorbed into the DeLorean time machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's better because it flies.
Clear number one.
Right.
I asked 10, 12 people just today. Hey, just off the top of your head, what do you think?
I love this. I love that you're walking around the streets.
Literally.
Just interviewing people.
Streets of Fresno outside of the
streets of Fresno.
11 of 12 people said, well, Back to the Future. I'm like, what do you mean? The car, the DeLorean, the time machine. Yeah. One kid said, Interstellar time travel in the movie Interstellar. I'm like, that's a great pick. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wow.
Every other person said, Back to the Future time, the time traveling machine.
And then I got third place. How the fuck do you explain that?
Well, you also had...
How do you wipe your ass?
Three seashells.
Right-handed.
That's the question he should have asked while he was walking around.
So your second pick was the fifth overall, which was Lisa Weird Science. I kind of thought of it, but I didn't write it down in my notes. I loved it. Yep.
I love it.
It got the Lacuna luck plus one.
Okay.
It got the SOB. It's too unbelievable. Like it's not realistic enough. Like how do they make that shit happen?
I'm pretty sure. Well, you got to put
the bra. It's like a little magical.
If you put the bra over, that's the key
realism.
Like, yeah, there's a little more magic than actual.
The SOB and Lacuna cancel each other out, and then unfortunately, your last two picks were 15 and 16. Hollow Chest Star Wars.
Wow. Yeah.
Hollow Chest Star Wars. Like,
and he still beat Brad.
He still got Brad.
He kept me from getting less points because I was so pissed that he took the three seashells from me.
Did I get the extra point for Star Wars making $300 million?
You got Lacuna luck for Hollow Chest because I didn't think of it. You got success. You got the, success is the father of prosperity because Star Wars made way more than that. And you got Lacuna for three seashells, but they were so low. Like, three seashells, I almost thought about it, and I was like, eh, I don't know.
It's clever. It's silly.
You need to have a good way to wipe your ass when the only food available is Taco Bell.
But But part of the problem is
that's the best argument I've heard yet on that.
It's memorability cancels each other's out. Because if you said, "Hey, do you remember that?" And you're like, "Yeah, I remember they said it." And like, "How's it work?" Like, I have no fucking idea.
No one knows. That's the fucking ambiguity.
That's the fun of it. I know.
The ambiguity of it.
Because you put the first seashell in your butt.
There's not two.
Follow that up.
There's not two like tongs. I'm not sure the second or third one step.
I feel like they're buttons.
I don't know.
You just go one, two, three, and it's some process happens in the toilet that just fucking cleans you.
I love Brad arguing for the seashells pick. He's mad that he was trying to figure out how to make his team even worse.
I wanted the
seashell. When I picked the seashell one, Brad was like, "Oh my god! No. Oh my god! I can't believe you're gonna take my seashell pick."
It's trivial. People remember it partially because they're like, "What the fuck is the invention? I don't even know what it is."
Yeah. I mean, we know how many seashells.
Three.
And then we're done, pretty much.
What do you do?
Well,
you wipe your ass. But I think that's...
I don't know that.
We don't know that.
It could be fully...
All I'm going to say here is it's an old man's game. All these guys, you know, reminiscing on the old technologies, Nintendos and speaking spells and shit like that. They're just all obsessed with this tech. So
I know you're not old because you didn't say Atari 2600.
Scott picked Teddy Ruxpin.
Television.
Speaking spell.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You left out Pong.
Pong.
Oh, yeah. No,
Pong's
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I do like...
My stupid little football games where you would click the buttons and it was red dots.
The Mattel.
Oh, yeah. Mike Kelly had the full stand-up Pong arcade game in his garage. Just two lines and a dot.
Fucking beating the pussy away. Oh,
there's less pressure today.
Put in an 8-track.
Just drowning in fucking 80s Big Bush pussy.
Put in an 8-track of Bohemian Rhapsody and played Pong all day.
There's less pressure today because I think the two of the last couple drafts I did was like 2v2 BBK versus non-BBK.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's 1v1.
Yep. Look at this.
Yeah. I don't know.
BBK's been actually been getting smoked lately. Yeah, we've had a lot of guests winning drafts. And
first
I don't know.
Time drafting.
In the three spot. Too.
In the three spot.
In the three spot. This would be pretty impressive.
Right now.
So
it's a possibility.
We've got team one or team three. Nate, which?
Second place.
Gov, which team got second place?
The second place team with 37 points is team one.
Team one includes the teleporter from Star Trek, invisibility cloak from Predator, Doug's translator collar from Up, and the neuralizer mind eraser from Men in Black.
Yep.
What a great fourth pick, because a lot of people said neuralizer. Yep. That's so referenced. Like, I wish I just could pull out the thing and make it boop, you forget.
Yep.
That sounds like a fucking guy up to no good story.
Yeah, I said that's
to
all
me,
criminal
like, this
shit.
Fucking, this is fucking.
Well, that could also equate to the government, which this is a part of.
Oh.
I mean,
maybe it's really happening. We don't even know.
I know.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah.
God, Scott does look like he works for the government.
I'll tell you this, I'm gonna remember this.
Oh.
Either way.
Well, let's talk about team one.
Neuralize me
bit.
All you want, but yeah.
Team one. This is wild shit happening right now.
Okay, teleporter.
Okay, did teleporter get like the two out there?
It was third overall.
No, but it didn't get the whole, you said there was a you're gonna take away points if it's too crazy.
No. See, to me, like future, like you're rearranging atoms, you're doing
did
everything.
Did you have
like,
one that you took away points you said for?
Yeah, I thought you said one.
I thought one of them did, and I thought the teleporter was it.
No, the SOB was the weird science. Like it was two.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Oh, that was two out there, huh? Okay. All right.
Yes.
We're rearranging atoms, but we can't make a realistic sex robot.
I'm going to take an exact reading of this and put it over there versus I'm going to magically create a girl out of nothing. To me, like, so the reason I came out with this category was I thought Star Trek the Replicator, like,
yeah,
right. Bullshit. But what I searched, I don't think it's in any of the movies. It's only in the TV episodes.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You're the only one that's old enough to have watched Star Trek, the
original. Show, so.
All right. Invisibility cloak, Predator, that do anything for you?
I loved that. That was number
obviously, you got second fucking place. I thought that was such a dog shit pick. I tried to make
six.
You feel better by saying something about Harry Potter.
No, but everyone remembers that. It's memorable.
Memorable.
Everyone over 50.
Everyone that saw the movie Predator.
How did the Pixar do for him?
Was that the
translation
color?
I loved it, but it fell a little because I loved it. It's a personal thing, but that doesn't make it memorable necessarily. I just didn't feel like enough people thought of it. It dropped to number 14 overall. No bonuses.
Okay.
And then you had
The neuralizer was the final one we talked
about. Invisibility. Yeah, no bonuses on any of. Oh, no. He did have a bonus. The neuralizer was
Men in Black.
And that made well over $300 million. Yeah. So that got the bonus point.
The teleporter, it didn't say great Scott, but it said beam me up Scotty. Do I get any points for that?
I mean, there's Scott all involved. Scotch everywhere. Hey, the replicator supposedly can make scotch.
I gotta wait for the Friday the 13th draft to be able to get some bonus points around here.
All right, let's talk about team three.
Third position.
Jason came through in his first draft from the three spot.
Number one draft.
To take
I didn't put in the first draft or penalty. Wait.
Team three included lightsaber from Star Wars, the T-1000 from Terminator 2, Ava from Ex Machina, and the telephone booth from Bill and Ted. Excellent adventure.
This is solid.
Lightsaber is, I almost felt bad because it's super iconic. I'm like, someone's going to get this with number two immediately.
Right.
And someone took the fucking hoverboard from back.
your thought process is exactly what I had.
Lightsabers. Like, it's Star Wars is one of the most iconic movie franchises. That's the most iconic item in. A weapon from a more civilized age. Like, well,
you 50-year-olds are all alike. I'm sorry. You guys think the same way.
Oh, I love this Brad turning on the Star Wars franchise.
The Star Wars franchise died 30 years ago.
Turning on the Star Wars franchise.
This is really fucking ironic right here, by the
way. I mean, this is unprecedented.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the thing that you had to look up on YouTube was Alicia Vikander from Ex Machina.
It was.
And you were like, like that.
It landed, that worked in my favor.
But it landed right where you picked it, and I was gonna put it lower because I was like, had to right in the rankings. So you picked it
six.
What? It's the real version of Lisa from Weird Science.
You picked 11th. I had 11.
So the one
I was gonna put it lower, and I watched it. And I was like, ooh, this is really cool.
The one YouTube assist was on the winning team. Okay,
yes, moving on. Yes, it was.
Hey, that's how it works.
My team was so strong it could survive.
I was ready to crush it, and I was like, oh God, that if I would have watched it, I know it's popular. Mm-hmm. I would have loved it, and love it.
We have done a podcast on it.
I should not listen to it.
You should watch the movie.
You should definitely see the movie.
It's a good movie.
Fantastic movie. Yeah.
Not worthy of first place.
Better podcast.
Now T-1000.
It was his last pick.
Fantastic podcast.
Telephone booth.
Where is the tech in a T-1000? Like, what? It's what just liquid metal. Like,
oh, it's so
yeah, because we have a lot of fucking cyborgs that can do whatever they want everywhere.
Where's the tech?
So
where's the tech?
We thought Lisa from Weird Science was out of control. We could never see this in real life.
This guy's wiping his ass with seashells.
A blob of metal that somehow is able to move and turn itself.
Advanced cyborg.
Scientists have literally already done this in real life. Like, they actually, it's really slow, but I just saw this the other day. There's a little piece of liquid metal that melts and goes through bars.
We're not that far off.
Doing this in real life.
I want to reiterate.
That's a long way off from a guy that turns into a cop, that turns into a woman, that turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a long way to go.
Motorcycle. And has but knives it's and a lot
closer.
Weapons.
It's a lot closer than making a woman out of it with an Apple II.
Or Zach wiping his ass with a seashell. I'm not sure where the tech is there.
Wait, we don't know there's wiping ass involved. We don't even know what the shell
tech
is.
This is a good seashells. Point. Come on.
I'm not even sure it's science. It's just a shell. He picked it up off the beach.
I mean, that could be like prehistoric.
Blobs
science.
Of metal are super killers. We accept that.
I will accept that in a futuristic society where we accept cyborgs, absolutely, which are in multiple sci-fi
but
realms.
But not ones that are hot like the one from Lisa in Weird Science. Got it. Okay, moving on.
No, she was not a cyborg.
What was she? A witch?
I do like that you guys are letting the third and fourth place just shit all over your drafts, which is great.
What was Scott's last pick or Jason's last pick?
Telephone booth, Bill and Ted.
Such a dog shit pick.
No, you can fix it with bubblegum. It's pretty good tech.
Fantastic. If we're gonna accept time travel, which we are in a lot of sci-fi movies.
Yeah, but there's already been a time travel thing picked much earlier, which with a much better pick.
Okay, so telephone booth was 12.
Is it a telephone booth? Is it a telephone booth that also expands to hold numerous historical figures?
Oh, they packed in like three or four.
You could fit 15 or 16 in there.
It was like Napoleon and Socrates in there. You can put all kinds of
Genghis Khan.
And Genghis Khan?
It was one of my favorite movies as a dumbass like 12-year-old. Who went to see it in the movie theater?
Movie came out before I was born.
That's a bullseye dart shot there.
But Bill and Ted's is super popular. Everyone talks about it. Like,
No, they don't.
There's so many quotes. Yes, they do.
Everyone talks about it.
Brad does.
All right, I love it.
People get excited about Bill and Ted.
All right, we got to move on to also rants.
I think we got to move on to these also rants.
Jason, great job. I'm impressed. Jason.
I want to thank. No, let's get to it.
You're never.
I just noticed you have my dude. I just don't understand. See Bourdain on your shirt. Also.
We got no time for thank you speeches or congrats or whatever. This is the fucking Oscars. I'll play you off.
Yeah.
So I already said Paulie's robot from Rocky is my number one also ran that it was going to go off the board, but I couldn't pick it. So what else did we leave on the
board?
We
usually let the judge throw out a couple.
Judge, what did we miss? You said you had a list of 30, Scott, so we obviously missed. What were some of your tops right there?
Okay, I got to change something because you guys did pick the Inception device, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, last place.
Brad did. Got it.
Last place picked it up.
It was called the PASIV, the passive device.
Yeah.
I call it the dream device.
So,
we got controversy. Oh boy.
You didn't pick the DeLorean directly, but I give it to you. The proton pack from Ghostbusters. I'm not giving these in any particular order or tiers.
Right.
So we're supposed to believe in that technology and ghosts. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, supernatural. Well, if you're gonna face the supernatural, you need some real tech.
Got it.
The haptic bodysuit, which we have versions of in Ready Player One.
That was on my list, and I
tricorders and Star Trek, pretty fucking amazing. The Voight Kampff machine or test in Blade Runner, I liked. RoboCop and Ed 209 might have done something. Bishop and Ash androids in Alien. HAL 9000, I felt was going to be a popular one from Space Odyssey.
He's just a voice.
That could have been on.
But
Zach's
it's the first big time robot AI that was
AI killing machines.
Right.
Pre-crime.
Oh no, that was no Jason. That was on our winner. You should have taken HAL.
Pre-crime
as well.
Via the precogs in Minority Report.
That's a little spiritual.
Nobody took the T-shirt. Lacuna Tech. But I think even better, that memory implants from Total Recall.
So I like that.
Yeah, the recall machine I had on my list.
Total Recall, yeah. you can go in your dream thing. Yeah.
I feel like the dream device from Inception, that kind of like are very similar.
But the passive device allowed you to bring someone else into your dreams.
Yeah.
Total Recall put fake memories in your brain.
Yeah.
Free City from Free Guy was cool. Whopper, if we're going to go old school, War Games. The MCP from Tron, the digitizing laser that put you into the game. Warp drive, light speed, Star Trek, Star Wars would probably been low.
I like how I said a couple and he's just
I'm going to go through them all because I don't want to take like 50 million hours. Time portal map, time bandits.
I mean, he's just, I don't have anything to say now.
Are any of these yours?
A lot of them were.
Well, do you want to go jump in? I got like four more.
Well, you mentioned the what was it that I said that was like kind of more like a living thing than
See, this is why Gov was going.
T-1000.
No. It was one of the ones he just said. Fuck it. Well, I was just saying like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has the babblefish.
Oh yeah.
But it's like a living creature, too, yeah. So it's not sci-fi technology. No, so like
it had the gun that like showed you your own point of view or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't, as a book reader, I don't.
Heart of Gold. It doesn't count. Trail.
The Heart of Gold is a cool ship, but again, that's so much of that's more explained in the book. In the movie, it's kind of.
Totally, but we can't take like living things. Like I couldn't be like I pick Falcor.
That's the discovery versus
Falcor.
That's what I would pick.
That was an awesome poll.
The fizzy lifting drink from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where you drink that shit, you can just fly around a little bit, and you got to burp so you don't get chopped up by the fans.
Walter, figure that technology out. We're being a
There was the hot tub and hot tub time machine if you wanted to go another time machine.
Well, yeah.
We did a time machine draft, so I kind of stayed away from all the time machines other than I definitely thought about the DeLorean. How about the teleport pod and the fly?
Yeah. So I thought of it. After I made my list, and I didn't end up writing down, but I like that a lot.
How about Adam Sandler's remote control and click?
I have that list.
So I thought of that after I watched.
I didn't think of that. That's a good one.
It seems similar after last week's Eternal Sunshine. I'm like, where's a comedic actor that's trying to be kind of serious? Sure. Like
Punch Drunk
Love. I thought of it. Yeah.
Fucking Death Star, man. It blows up planets.
Star Wars too heavily represented. It's almost going the way of Marvel in all the dress. Like
I try to think of like things that are just be like useful in real life. I think like Death Stars are just too.
So
too
I got
crazy.
I got another right. Back Light to the Future.
I broke up with my girlfriend. I'm gonna blow up her whole planet. That'll show her.
You remember the in Back to the Future where they like put the little pill on the thing and put it in the thing and then it's like a pizza.
Oh yeah, they hydrated the
dehydrated
the hydrator. Yeah,
that is fucking badass. That's I like cool. That.
There we
idea.
Go.
How did I can't get over the fact you picked the fucking hoverboard over to the DeLorean. At this point,
I love
like
getting shit on.
How did you not? I expected your second pick to be like the self-tying Nike shoes that he put on before he got on the hoverboard.
Like, Brad just picks the whole outfit.
I should have just
everything
done
from Back to the
Future.
I should have I picked the vest that the guy thought he was a sailor.
If just I could go back, I would completely do a full Back to the Future list. That was stupid. I should have done that.
It might have got a bonus.
Everything except for
the. Can we pick the almanac, dude? I would pick that shit. I would take that right now.
The almanac,
knowing every sports score for like the next like 30 years.
Is that an invention or
not
using
really sci-fi invention? But
I'd be baller though.
Yeah.
what about in Total Recall? Ha 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 ha! I'm not the real Quaid. Or he's like, you think I'm the real Quaid?
I like
that. I am. And he shoots the.
That was good. Like
the holograph watch, where they're like they're passing it back and forth.
Or that,
and using
or that mask of that chick, and all of a sudden it.
Oh yeah,
and then it's a bomb.
Or when they invented the chick with the three tits.
That's a pretty good invention.
I did pick the mask from Total Recall as the one of the also rans for the mask draft.
Oh yeah,
go
yeah.
Watch that. Yeah. Go listen to that. It's a great one. That's what a great judge on that.
Minority Report, the sonic gun where like they basically like he's like cocking it and like blasting people and they go flying backwards.
Yeah.
Like no,
like that.
Non-violent gun or whatever.
Stun gun, basically.
How about the shrink ray and Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Yeah, I have that. That would have been great.
Actually.
I didn't have that.
Because I thought, at first I thought the Ant-Man tech, but then I thought Marvel and I thought Zach would shit on me. So I thought Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Yes, Marvel will get you shit on.
Yes, it will.
You thought correctly.
Anyone else, or can I rattle like three, four more?
I got the Stargate from Stargate.
Didn't have that. Like it?
Yeah.
What else?
You don't really know where you're going with that. You just go into it and you just hope for the best.
You get to go find out what actually happened, I guess, in Egyptian times.
But I have one similar to that.
And then, what else? I don't know how much left. I have the AI girlfriend from Her.
I didn't have that. No.
Yeah. That's
pretty much just
bonus, bonus points for
that's
ScarJo.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
So I finished with, the time portal map from Time Bandits. I love that. And it kind of falls under the Terry Gilliam. You guys did the whole Holy Grail and all that.
That was judged by an incredible judge, by the way.
Well, I say that's a little magical though, isn't it though? More than anything.
To a degree, it's like supernatural because God, I guess, created it or the supreme being.
That's like, and we talked about Harry Potter, you know, I think that's like venturing into Harry Potter.
The Marauder's Map.
The FLDSMDFR, the Flintlockwood Diatonic Super Mutating Dynamic Food Replicator, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That changed a lot of things.
Memorable.
Oh shit. That makes me think, what about the ooze from Secret of the Ooze? Like you could just be making all sorts of Teenage Mutant Ninja animals.
That'd
be sick.
Weirdly, like, it doesn't line up with my beliefs at all, but one of my favorite sci-fi movies, Contact, The Machine.
Oh,
all right. Man, that would have done pretty well. And then lastly, the one I'm kind of surprised no one picked, it almost would have got SOB, but it would have placed high, getting fucking dinosaur DNA out of an amber-encased mosquito to make dinosaurs. I don't know where that would have been, and I'm glad I didn't have to judge it.
That's interesting, because it's not really technology.
Yeah. But it's sci-fi. Science.
It's cloning.
Oh, it's technology.
Tech.
You're using it to clone and do things that no one's ever done before.
But we can't make a hot chick in 1985.
did you get her DNA out of a mosquito and some amber? Like,
she was also from 1985.
The hottest girl from the Stone Age.
Her DNA.
What about the masks that they use in Mission Impossible? That look like... I mean, there's
but that's so realistic, and like I'm half me believes we might fucking have that right now.
I mean, we're sitting around this table. We don't know for sure who might be real and who might be an android.
Spoiler alert: I'm actually Hank.
Right.
How did you get yourself an inch and a half taller?
Oh my lord!
An extra half an inch.
Technology.
Okay. What are we doing next week, Gov? That was great. You did a good job. You picked the wrong
Welcome
team,
back.
But it was a good effort.
Gov, it was fantastic. You've done
a little.
I'll see. You guys are wishing I had some stupid ass weird bonuses with some weird card draws.
No,
and
I'm
shit.
Just saying it's a little ageist. Like, I mean, obviously, ageism is alive and well in 2024.
Or you're...
I think it is the other way around, actually. Yeah. You're not supposed to... It's like senior abuse almost bordering on...
You know what? Yeah, I feel abused.
I'm talking about youngin' abuse.
Let's wrap
it's called child abuse. It's pretty prevalent.
I mean, until you figure out how those seashells are worked,
I'm sorry that the two Utes feel...
Yeah.
Disparaged.
All right. You asked me what we're doing. We've got actually... if plans go the way they're supposed to, we've got actually the next 2 weeks, we're going to do redos of basement tapes, movies that we did on the basement tapes that we have never put on the air. And it's going to be our new thoughts on these movies. And then we're going to start with Interstellar, a little Christopher Nolan.
Yep.
Sci-fi action.
I picked this movie and I haven't seen it yet.
Which I love.
Because I said, fuck it. You guys talk about it all the time. I hear people talking about it all the time. I do love Nolan. And it just gives me the excuse to finally fucking watch this movie.
And this is one, again, I thought you were going to like Spotless Mind. You did not. But I think you're going to like this one.
Don't tell me what I really do.
And I will say, not in my top five Nolan.
Wow.
Top five Nolan. Wow.
Yeah.
See, now I'm really up in my head. So anyway, I can't wait to watch it.
It's in the top five Nolan. Brad's full of shit.
All right. I think that's about it. Tune in next week. You know, check us out on the socials, interact, share it with somebody. You know, we're just hoping that some people continue to listen to us and maybe you'll share it with some folks.
And the Gov is watching those social comments. So if you think he did a shitty job this week, yes, let's get on there and let him know.
Yes. No. Get on there and say how fucking stupid it is. The DeLorean was not number one of one.
That is also a legitimate overall,
which is pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's
and cool. You never know. You may run into the Gov just wandering the streets of Fresno asking you questions about movies.
Yep. I got a question for you.
A 6'5 old guy. How old are you?
Six and a half.
Approaches you on the street. Run the other way, kids.
And at the next draft conference in
the next draft clinic,
he's going to have his own session. So
well, I might be a presenter.
Sign up for that.
All right. We promise we'll stay on the rails next week. Bye-bye. Start!